Mashkim, yes, yes. Why daven? They daven 5 minutes earlier today. We should have started the shir 5 minutes earlier. But I need 10 minutes more to prepare today. Okay, Rabbis, let's begin. We're up to Perek Lamed Aleph. We are up to Pasik Tes Zayin. You know, let's just review Pasik Tes Vav, right? It's beginning of a new section. Let's just review Pasik Tes Vav. Koyam again, this is the Haftarah. We're still in the middle of the Haftarah of Rosh Hashanah, the second day of Rosh Hashanah. A lot of the themes here related to Teshuvah. And it's very appropriate, the day after Yom HaKippur, this is the minig which I saw this for the first time. I don't remember where I saw this, but it used to be the minig where people would ask Mechila from one another on Motsoi Yom Kippur. Not Erev Yom Kippur. Isn't that strange? You would after it's over. Why? So maybe I'm not exactly sure what this means, but again, I saw this in really reliable sources. Is that maybe it's an addition? You ask Mechil Erev Yom Kippur, obviously, because Yom Kippur is not Mechaper until you Mefayis Es Chaveray. But through the experience of Yom Kippur, you realize you really have your the bakash of mechil that you've made erev Yom Kippur was inadequate. Through sitting in shul the entire Yom Kippur and saying chatos yavisi and reflecting upon your relationships with other people, you realize there's so much more that needs to be done to repair the damage that has been done in the past. It's not just you're more forgiving more. You have a new appreciation of what it means of the need to ask mechila and how much more mechila we need. That's why it's very appropriate. The first thing we do after Yom Kippur is over is say v'hu rachum yichaper avon. It's only through Yom Kippur do we have a truer appreciation of the need to be mevakesh slichu mechila. And therefore, it's not so far off that we're learning here psukim, which some of the psukim here that we're learning are the fundamentals of teshuvah. In the Sefer Shari Teshuvah, he actually focuses on some of the psukim that we're about to begin now in much more detail. Yes, Mr. Rappaport.
I read a story about yesterday, I'm sure, about Aliyah Logan. When somebody came to him to ask him to feel on something he had done, and evidently it must have been a serious thing, so he said, I can't answer you right now, come back in a week. Says, come back and look at his wife for himself.
What took a week?
Why did he say
that? Yeah.
He was so angry at the guy. And he asked me for the chila. After I needed a week
to calm down.
To gather myself and calm down and get the truth.
Wow.
He said it just, you know, yeah, sure. But he didn't want to do that.
Very interesting. Okay, so let's begin again. Pasuk Tes Vav, Koyam Hashem, Minim Kolech Mibechi, hold back your voice from crying. Ve'nayich Midimo, your eyes from tears. Ki yesh sochol lefulaseich, there is reward for your deeds. Noam Hashem, v'shavu me'eretz oyev, and your children will return from the land of their enemy. Okay, this was a response to Rachel. Rachel mevaka al bano, kol barama nishma. It is Rachel's cries, tears that are ascending to the highest heavens. And Hashem tells Rachel, hold back your voice from crying, hold back your eyes from tears, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give reward for your deeds, the deeds of giving the simanim to Leah, so that she should not be embarrassed, and for her, and as we learned last week, and for her not feeling that she was second rate. Rachel always let Leah feel that she was the Ikeres Habayis, and in reward for her good deeds, Hashem says there's going to be Geula, as Rashi, we learn Rashi, the Mitzudos, everyone explained the same idea, is the theme over here was, the medrash that when Menashe brought it Salem into the Heichel, Hashem was angry, and Rachel said, just like I brought my tzara into the bias, and I was not angry, you Hashem as well should not be angry that Klal Yisrael have brought an avodah zarah into the Beis Hamikdash. Now, one point I want to make here is that we normally associate. Bechi, crying with the eyes. Just a ha'ara. I don't have an explanation for this, but here it associates Bechi with Koilech. Dima, tears, is associated with the eyes. But Bechi is associated with the koil. Mini koilech mi Bechi. Hold back your voice from crying. Ve'inayich, your eyes mi Dima. Okay, and Rosh Hashanah, the 100 koilos correspond to the 100 sounds that, of, I guess, the koilos of crying that came forth from the mother of Sisera. So again, just an important point that crying is not something which connects to the eyes. Crying relates to the coil, to a person's the sound. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. We're up to pasuk tezayin. V'yesh tikvah le'achar yisech, there is hope for your end. Hashem v'shavu vanim l'gvulam, your children will return to their borders. Let us see the mitzudo stav in pasuk tezayin. V'yesh tikvah yesh l'makom l'tzapoyitz le'achris tov l'vanecha, there is good hope. There is hope, good hope for your children. Ki gemul zeh yashuv banim legvulam, in reward for your good deeds, their children will return to the border. V'chafaldav b'milushonis, this pasuk is repetition to the previous pasuk. Now the truth is, it says here, the Alshich and the Briskerov, they both say the same exact idea, that pasuk tezav and pasuk tezayin is not really repetitious. I think someone actually told this to me last week. This what I actually saw it here. And that one refers to the gula of the bayis sheni, and the second pasuk refers to the gula of the bayis shlish, of the time of Mashiach. And Pasuk Tezvav, all it says is Vishavu, they will return Me Eretz Oyev. They will return from the land of their enemy, referring to the Babylonians, to the Babel and the Kastim, they will return. But Pasuk Tezayin is a much more uplifting reference to Geula. V'yesh Tikva, there is hope, La'achar Yisech is the very end, Achris Hayamim, and there it says Vishavu Vanim Ligvulam. The focus is not to leave the enemy. The focus is the Gvul, to be in Eretz Yisrael. This is a very famous idea we once discussed, is every time a person travels, when you're traveling from location A to location B, what is the Ikar? Is it because you want to get away from location A, or is the Ikkar you want to reach your destination, you want to come to location B? We have this with the Masos. It says in the Masos is repetition, V'eile ma'asehem, eile ma'aseh v'nei Yishol asher, eile ma'aseh v'nei Yishol asher. The Masos, the beginning of the Masos is repetition. Why is the repetition? Let me read the pasuk, and this idea fits perfectly into what the Alshich and the Briskerov write.
Well, there's Arba Malkiel's reference in there too.
In this pasuk here?
No,
in Ela. Okay, the Masos. Okay, that's a different idea. But let me just bring this up. The first pasuk in Parshas Maaseh. Eile Maaseh v'nei Yisrael asher yatzu mi'eretz Mitzrayim litzivos sam b'yad Moshe v'Yaron. Vayichtov Moshe es motzoehem lemaseihem al pi Hashem v'eile maseihem lemotzoehem. Why? Let's focus on pasuk beis. First, motzoehem lemaseihem. They're leaving towards their journeys. V'eile, now we're going to list maseihem, their journeys, based upon lemotzoehem. So the question is, why is there to leave? Hoitza is to leave, to exit, their departure.
Who nimtza? He is located.
Found.
Their locations.
Okay, but it also means asher hotzeisi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. Hoitza. Hoitza, I think in this context, means hoitza means to leave, to depart. Asher hoitzias chame eretz Mitzrayim.
Yeah, but it's also hunim
tzah. Hunim, it can be used in ways. Okay, it could be used different ways. But I think in this context, this is the way I remember it. The word, there are two parts to every journey. There is the departure. You need a change. People say you have to go on vacation because you need a change of scenery. It's not important where you go. It's just important to get away. Run away from wherever you are. Just get out of your routine. And then, I'm very happy where I am. I have a desire to be in a certain location. So there's two completely different agendas. to get away or to reach your destination. Each one of the ma'asos had a double purpose. Number one, there was leaving or getting further and further away from Mitzrayim, the Erva Sa'aretz. And then there's another goal. The goal is to come to Eretz Yisrael, to be in Eretz, regardless of Mitzrayim. Maybe Mitzrayim is not so bad. That's not the focus. The focus is to be in Eretz Yisrael. So with regard to the Ma'asos, the Pasuk Beis in the Parashas Ma'aseh repeats the theme twice. First it says, Vayichlev Moshe es motzoehem l'maseihem. First it says, the motzoehem, the departure. And you can't depart unless you have somewhere to go. You gotta have a plane ticket, you gotta go somewhere. But the fact that it says the word motzoehem first, and then the word maseihem, the journey second, indicates the ikur was to get away from where you, from the Tumas Aretz. And then when it concludes, the Eila, the following are Maseihem, Lemot Soyem, their order is reversed. There was a second function in the journeys, and that is to reach a destination. The destination being Eretz Yisrael. So that very same idea can be injected into these two psukim. We have here a two psukim which similarly repeat the same exact idea. The Mitzuda says, Kofal Hadav and Bemilim Shanas, this poetic repetition, but the Mefarshim, the Alshech, and the Briskerov say it's not poetic repetition, there is a lot of depth. Pasuk Tesvav says, there's going to come a time, when Vishavu me eretz oyev, you're going to return from the land of your enemy, which means where are you going to? Eretz Yisrael, there's not much there yet. The Shechin has not yet returned. The land is barren. There's going to be a lot of difficulty in settling the land. But at least you have autonomy. At least you're getting away from the clutches of the Rishoyim, of the Umas Olam, who want nothing more than to destroy us. The second pasuk is Achris Hayam, where maybe it's not so bad to be in Golas. You have all of this Gashmias, there's a chef of Bracha in Golas, no one's bothering us. But in Golas, you're not going to have the Kedusha, the Shechina, the Ruach HaKodesh, and that's Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vishavu Vanim Ligvulam. You're going there not just to leave the destiny, you leave your source, you're going there for a higher purpose. So it's Masehem, it's Motsoihem, L'Masehem, and it's Masehem, L'Motsoihem. You have both of these ideas here in reference to the Gula and Pasuk Tezvav and Pasuk Tezayin. Now Rashi, Pasuk Tez Yedzayin, there is no Rashi, we did the Rashi, and then the Mitzud, the Radak is short here. Pasuk Tezayin, just one word, V'yeshtikvu l'achrisech, li'acharis bonecha, for the end of your children, meaning what's going to come to them in the end of days. Okay, now you come to Pasuk Yud Zayin, Shamoya Shamati, so here Hashem says, I've heard Shamoya Shamati Ephraim misnoideid, I've heard Ephraim wagging his head. He moves his head back and forth, he shakes his head in a state of mourning and in pain and suffering through the long years of Golas. Again, Ephraim refers to who? Simply refers to the Aseres HaShvatim, which again, we have a whole machlokes. Will the Aseres HaShvatim, will they return? Will they come back to Eretz Yisrael? That's the machlokes of the Gemara. Different opinions. Seemingly over here, we're learning still in Pashto Pshat that they will come back. Yisartani v'ivos, v'ivoser. Now, if the one that's speaking here, according to the Mitzvahs, is Ephraim. Ephraim is saying, Hashem, Yisartani, you have chastised me. The Ivoser, and I have learned the lessons. I have taken the Musar, the rebuke, the chastisement, the suffering. I have absorbed the lessons. And therefore, Ke'egel lo lumad. Here we give an example, and this is subject to a bunch of different interpretations of what this means, but simply means having an egel that has not been trained. Okay, the word lumad is not such an easy word to translate, like the lamed, to teach, and the way it's used in this form is to be
taught.
To be taught, lumad, trained.
A wild.
Like an egel, lo lumad, that has not been, in this kind means trained, that has not been made. Mitzvahs anashim milimuda. It's a pasuk in Mishlei, which means people do things rote, out of nature, out of habit. Which means lumad means you, something has been ingrained, you've been trained to such a degree where it's second nature for you to do what you're supposed to do. So here, that's
in
all.
In the case of an animal, it's the equipment that's used to do the
training.
It's called a goat.
Right, the goad is a piece of stick which has a sharp point on the end, which is used to push the animal around. Right, today they use electric prods; they shock them. Ke'egel lo, that's they train them. Ke'egel lo lumod, like an eagle, a calf that has not been trained. Therefore now that you have brought upon me suffering, it has straightened me out. Now the eagle lo lumod still means like in the past. In the past, I was an eagle lo lumod, but now through the fact that yisartani v'ivo ser, I have now been repaired. I am now an eagle that is milumot. So it's hard to translate these words, because if you take the words literally, it doesn't follow. It says yisartani, Hashem, you have chastised me v'ivo ser, and I have received the musar ke'egel lo lumod. What do you mean? I'm already fixed. You've perfected me. No, so you have to say it means in the past. You have to read it backwards. I was an egel lo lumod due to my sins, and now yisartani, you have chastised me, the evil ser, and now I have been repaired. The damage of my untrained nature has been perfected. Again, hashiveni. Ephraim is speaking, and Ephraim begs Hashem, please take me back. Now that I've done tshuva, I've been repaired, now the time has come where you can take me back, and I will return. If you'll call for me to come back to Eretz Yisrael, I will return. Ki ato Hashem Elokei, you are Hashem, my God. So this is a very powerful pasuk. This pasuk on a very simple level refers to Aseret Hashoyim. It's a very strong proof to the Man Yom and the Gemara that says that the Aseret Hashoyim indeed will come back to Eretz Yisrael, but it's only going to be through Yisurim. And after the Yisurim, I'm ready for your call to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Let us see the Mitzvot of Pasuk Yud Zayin. That's Machlokes in the Gemara. There is a three-way Machlokes in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. If the Aseres Hashvatim will return, that's one of the opinions. One of the opinions was they already came back. Yeah. That Yirmiyah went, and Yirmiyah different. Not only Yirmiyah, there were other people who went. They actively went out to inspire them to come back, and they came back. Another opinion says no, they did not yet come back. They're all lost in Golos. But the day will come when Mashiach comes, they will return. And then there's a third opinion in the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says the Aseres Hashvatim will not come back. And the Gemara is very disturbed with Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says Rabbi Akiva has abandoned his faith. Because Rabbi Akiva always is the one that interprets the Pasuk in the most positive light. Optimistic, and generous, with Moli Rachamim, and the Gemara is in shock. You, Rabbi Akiva, the one who always looks to interpret the Psukim in a positive light, with optimism, are now interpreting the Pasuk that the Aseres Hashvatim will not come back, and the Gemara just leaves it hanging. What has happened to our Rabbi Akiva? Okay, but this is a discussion. Here, the Psukim, you want to interpret the word Ephraim, and this goes back to the original question we discussed last week, who is Ephraim? So according to some of the commentators, Ephraim is a general description for the entire Klal Yisrael. The entire Klal Yisrael, which includes primarily Yehuda and Binyamin. Because the other Shvatim, they're more or less gone. They're lost. And why do we call Ephraim? Because originally, when there was the Aseres HaShvatim, the majority of Klal Yisrael was led by the Malchus of the Aseres HaShvatim. So that's 10 verse 2. So we call the Klal Yisrael by the majority by Ephraim. But unfortunately, that has been reduced to only 2. Or we learned the more homiletic interpretation, Ephraim is a code word for Avraham and Yitzchak. Avraham and Yitzchak excelled in the Midah of Emunah, and all we have left in Golos is the Chavakuk says V'tzadik be'emunah so yichya bo Chavakuk v'hemidah n'alachas. Even though there are Tayag mitzvos, there are 613 mitzvos, Bezman HaZeh, the only thing we have to really focus on is Emunah. So Ephraim and Yitzchak, which is the shame, which is Koilel, the concept of Emunah, is a term that is used to describe Klal Yisrael. But the Mitzudos David very clearly does not learn like that throughout the entire section, and he learns Ephraim means exclusively the Aseres HaShvatim. So in that, we're discussing that even they have hope. And if you learn, it refers to Klal Yisrael, so referring to Klal Yisrael in general, they're going to one day do tshuva and come back to Hashem. They're going to receive Yisurim. Ve'ivos ser. And then it says, we're going to make a call to Hashem. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'noshuva. Chadei Shemin Kikadem. And when Hashem will do...
We ask it.
Right.
It doesn't say that it was granted.
Okay, no, the next sukkah go on to say, I mean, it's pretty self-understood. It's pretty self-understood that from the context that Hashem will indeed take us back. Num Hashem, we are going to come to that. Okay, now let's see over here the Radak. The Radak, Pasuk Te Zayin. We already did that. Let's go to Pasuk Yud Zayin. Oh, no, right. So Pasuk Yud Zayin. Yud Zayin. No, Yud Zayin. We didn't do Yud Zayin yet. We just read Pasuk Yud Zayin. And now let's see the Mefarshim. Let's see the Metsudos David first. Metsudos David. Shemaya Shamati Hu Maimur Hamakim. Who is the speaker? Every time you learn a pasuk, Mi Omar El Mi. Who is the speaker? So it says here in the Metsudos. In the Metsudos David pasuk Yitzayin. Hu Maimur Hamakim. Hashem is the speaker. Shamati Asher Malchus Aseres Hashvatim Hanikroim Al Shem Ephraim Hinehu Mitznoideid Beroish. He is wagging his head back and forth, shaking his head, Kider Hamitzta'er Mekunin, like the way of a person who is in pain. The Omer Hine Yisartani Biyisurin. Hashem, you have chastised me with punishment. Ligalois Oznai Lemusar. To reopen up my ears to hear the words of Musar. Vihine Hana Ephraim says, I've accepted it. Vihine kibalti hamusar, just like ke'egel hazem, ashalahuga limshech ba'ol. It's not a custom to being forced to do, to carry, to bear a yoke. V'chasher yargiluhu, and when it is made a custom to doing so, yachzor v'yimoshech, it naturally pulls the yoke. Kein ani kamohu, I have accepted the Musar, it's now become second nature to me to serve Hashem. Therefore, I'm now waiting for your call. Hashiveni, ato you, Hashem, to oirer libi lo shuv elecha, arouse my heart to return to you, v'chein eseh, so I shall do v'yo shuv elecha, through the Musar, I'm ready to come back to you, Hashem. Ki ato Hashem elokai, imkein meharoi lo shuv elecha, you are my God, and therefore it's fitting that I should return to you. Rashi Pasuk Yitzayin says, misnoideid, okay, that's a Greek word, or a French word, or you know what this means?
Complaint.
Okay, complaint. So that's a little bit different than misnodiko. Then when it says according to the Muslims, it says you're shaking your head back and forth. Here it says that Ephraim is complaining. Lashon miyon nudla, who will bend their head? Now, on the other hand, he goes to say commiserate with you.
Or when you compliant.
Compliant.
He's, you know, he's
okay, miyod simply means a person commiserates with you. They bend their head in acknowledging, we recognize your suffering, we want to be mishtatif in your tzar. Similarly, if he's second, what he says over here, Lashon Mi means to bow your head. Yisartani biyisurim, ato HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you Hashem have brought upon me suffering. Ke'egel lo lumad. Okay, I don't know what that means. What does that mean? An eagle that has not been trained.
It says,
which
means goaded.
Goaded, okay, you said the goat. Hayisi, Lashon Melamed HaBakar. The goad of the Bakar. Hayisi B'tchila, in the past. Okay, Rashi is very clear that this is referring to after. Now, even though the order of the Pasuk, you see, it would be much easier for the Pasuk to say, for us, at least in the translation, if it would say, I was like an egel lo lumad, and then yi sartani v'ivaser. The order of the Pasuk is a little bit out of order. That's why Rashi is coming to explain, you really have to put the words in before. B'tchila, hayisi b'tchila, l'kach therefore chatas yilach, that's where I went wrong and I sinned to you. Pasuk Yudches. Okay, that's really the next pasuk. Now let's see the Radak Pasuk Yudzayin. Shamoya misnoideid. Hashem says, I hear Ephraim misnoideid. What does it mean misnoideid? Boiche v'noyheim. So notice, that really fits better. The word misnoideid doesn't mean to bow, to shake your head, because then there's no need. Then what is the word shamati? What does it mean to listen? There's no. It means to see. If a person is suffering and he's shaking his head, there is no sound. So according to the Mitzudos and according to what Rashi seems to say, it is a bit difficult. Shamaya shamati Ephraim misnoideid. Again, look at the mitzvahs again. Shamati asher malchus aser sashvatim hanikurim be'al shem Ephraim hinehu misnoidei birosh. He's shaking his head. Kederach hamitzdar u'mekoinein. There's no sound. Mekoinein. So I guess that means that when you're shaking your head, there are sounds coming forth. All right, I guess that's what you have to say. But the mitzvah radak is much more explicit. Boiche v'noihem. He makes no mention of the head in any movement. It just mentions that there is sound of crying and wailing coming forth. The Omer Lee, what does Ephraim say when he cries? Yisartani. Yisartani ze kama shonim begolus, you brought suffering upon me in Golus. Vehinani, but I have accepted the Musar. Vehinani nusar v'loy eda od. I have received the Musar. It has had an effect upon me, and there is no longer a need for you to punish me, to cause me to suffer any longer. Ke'ege lo lumad, shlo lamdu oiso limshach ba'olim, like I was in the past, like an eagle that did not learn how to pull a yoke, but lelomad ad shemakin also until it is hit umarigilin also, and it is accustomed, it is trained ad sheyilmoid until it's willing to learn how to pull a yoke. Kachani sabalti yisurin vilemadati lo shuvilecha. The yisurin has achieved its goal. I have learned to return to you. V'hinani shavilecha. I'm ready to return to you. Hashiveni kolamar kableni b'shuva. Now that I'm ready, please take me back. Okay. Now, what's very interesting here, I see over here in the art scroll, they quote the. Is it the Abarbanel, or is it the Malbim? Okay. No. It's the Malbim. The Malbim says just the opposite. He says he's obviously bothered. Why is the word ke'egelo lumod after the words yi sartani v'ivoser? Once I've achieved the goal v'ivoser, then I'm no longer an egelo lumod. I'm an egel that is a melumod. I got smicha. I'm melumod. I know. So why is the order reversed? That's why the Beis Halevi says Ephraim is complaining to Hashem that there's no purpose in causing us to suffer, because the suffering just drives us further away. Mm-hmm. It's a very difficult balance. All mechanichim, this is all the very big struggle that every mechanich deals with. When is it appropriate to punish, and when is it appropriate to hold back? Sometimes punishment achieves the goal of causing the student to repent, and sometimes punishment has the effect of it causes the student to go even further.
That's the Malbim.
That's the Malbim. So therefore, yeah. it's a very difficult balance and cry and requires very great skill. When is punishment appropriate?
That's
and when
what
is
he's
it
saying ke'ega lo luma, exactly. Not a shire.
Like a shark can learn.
He learns.
An egel it's too
worse.
Young to learn. An egel, okay. So you say just the opposite. You can't teach. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. Once a shark is already a shark, it's an adult. It's already too late for it to be. I'm not saying that. No, you can argue both ways. A shark can learn. Okay, so saying you learn the thesis. But I imagine it's the same idea that once you already get set in your ways, it's very, very hard to change. But the way the Malbim learns Shan the Pasuk is Ephraim is misnoidei and is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem yisartani v'ivoser. You have chastised me. I've received the blows, but you should know
I'm like an eagle.
It's not going to accomplish. It's not going to help. I'm an eagle lo lumad. I'm an eagle that's not been trained. And the more you beat an eagle that's too young, it's not going to accomplish anything. It's just going to make the eagle worse. It's going to make the eagle more rebellious. So therefore, Hashem, my complaint to you is stop causing us to suffer. Stop bringing the suffering upon us. Allow us
to return
without hashiveni. All you have to do, Hashem, is just say, come back to me, inspire us to return, and the Nela we will return. Causing us to return through suffering is not going to work for this generation. Okay, and that's probably very true for us. In this generation, it's just not going to work. The ideal, the reward today, the derech is, at least my impression is...
Give him sugar rather than the whip.
give him a sugar, okay, whatever. This is a very different approach in the Malbim than the approach of everyone else on the page. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a very different approach. Too much part, and according to the Malbim, it fits in the order of the Pasuk, fits perfectly. First, it says, Yisartani v'ivoser Hashem. It's not working. Ke'egel elumad. It's not working. Therefore, the alternative is, just Hashem say, Hashiveni, come back to me, and I'm ready to come back. Rashi apologizes. I don't like that pshat. That's why Rashi is chayisi b'techilo lekach. Rashi is the most explicit from all of the commentators, but really the Mitzvahs and the Radak are saying exactly the same thing. You have to change the order of the words of the pasuk in order to make sense. This is a very big yisoid in chinuch. And when is the right? When is it appropriate to punish? When is it appropriate to hold back? I have a friend who went to Eretz Yisrael and he went to many gedolim and he asked all the gedolim the same question: what derech should I take in being mechanech my children? What is the approach? And he told me they all told him the same thing. He says, reward, just bestow upon, reward your children for every time they do something good, reward them. Encourage them with rewards. No one told him, take out the strap, and every time they do something wrong, whip them. They're all the approach of all the gedolim that he spoke to was reward, reward, reward. Positive reinforcement. And that appears to be...
And the Marie Kara also.
Say the same thing.
Says basically the same thing.
Unfortunately, we have to really learn the Marie Kara. Marie Kara is unbelievable parish. I know, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable stuff, Marie Kara. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so this is the Butu Malchum. Next, let's pass the pasuk Yudches Ki Achri Shuvi Nichamti, and this pasuk is one of the favorite sukkim of the Sharei Teshuva. In the first parak of Sharei Teshuva, he mentions this pasuk Ki Achri Shuvi Nichamti. The seder of doing tshuva is first do tshuva, and then you'll come to regret what you've done in the past. The person cannot come.
Regret is part of the actual tshuva.
Right, but there's a seder. Person.
Not only that, but because he says achrei tshuva nichamti, it's more like the Malbim. After you brought me back, now I first appreciate.
I did wrong. But in the similar, when a person does tshuva, a person cannot. Asay tov sur meira v'asay tov. The ideal thing is sur meira. First you have to sur, then asay tov. So on the other hand, we have a pasuk here that says just the other way around. Ki acharei shuvi, which means I've already done toiv, then nichanti. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, could be. This is the very, very big issue of what is the proper approach, the mindset a person has to be in to do tshuva. Do you first have to recognize the severity of the sin before you proceed to do tshuva? No, just jump in, just change your ways, even though you don't really understand. You're the same person. I'm in your mind. The avera is chaviv to me. I enjoy the avera. I enjoy, let's say, an avera, like eating non-kosher. I don't see any problem eating non-kosher, and I enjoy it. It doesn't matter. Just start a new leaf, only eat kosher. After you eat kosher and you distance yourself from the mele by not doing the avera, only then will you come to an appreciation, nichanti, will you come to regret what you've done in the past. You have to focus on the positive and looking into the future. Only then can you come to appreciate the depth of sin in the past. The acharei hivadi, after it became known to me my sin, sopakti al yorech, I took my hand and I banged it on my thigh. Boishti, I was put to shame. Vegam nichlanti. Nechlamti is a deeper degree of shame. It's a deeper degree of shame. So there are different stages. First you have boishes, and then the more you focus on the sin, you come to a deeper appreciation. You come to chlima, nechlamti. Ki nososi, I carry upon myself cherpas, the shame, nu'uroi, of my youth. Now that means that when a person comes to realize he has done an avera, he then does tshuva for the sins he has done way back, of nu'uroi, of my youth. The more you progress in coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more it is revealed to you that what you've done in your youth, in the past, has been wrong, and you need to do tshuva. Now, there's another very important thing. There a lot of this pasuk is just jam packed with the yisoides of tshuva. So one of the yisoides here is it says to do something public. The acharei hivadi, after it's become known to me, the pasuk says sofakti al yorech. I took my hand and I banged it on my thigh, which is a public acknowledgement of your sin. Now this itself is a discussion in the Gemara. Should a person publicly acknowledge, tell the world, Rabbi Isai, I have done an Avera. I want the whole world to know what I have done. I'm going to post it on social media. Social media, everyone should be aware, all of my chatoim from my entire life. Is that the proper approach? So the Gemara says, Ashrei kisui pesha. It's not a good idea. It's a chil Hashem. It's no one's business. If you have a private sin, it's no one's business. But on the other hand, we have many indications where a person should publicize, should publicly acknowledge what he has done wrong. And the Gemara answers, it depends if the sin was done in public. If a person has sinned publicly, then you have to do what it says in this pasuk, sofakti al yorech. This is a code for a public acknowledgement of your sin. Taking your hand and banging it on your thigh is something which everyone is watching. What are you doing? You're walking in the street and you're banging your hands on your thigh. It is a public expression of remorse. That is appropriate when your sin has been committed in the public. But if a person has sinned beinoy ubeinatzmo, no one knows about his sin but himself. Today it's almost impossible. Today everyone, all WikiLeaks, right? Everything today is public knowledge. There are no secrets anymore. But if there's such a thing, this man hazeh, where a person can do an avera secretly, then it's no one's business. It's between you and Hashem. Ashrei kisui pesha. But this pasuk again is the balance where it says to do the kapara and do it in public. I remember once reading from Rabbi Shur, Avraham Shur. He had a very fascinating piece, and he says that most of the tshuva a person does in his life is for the chatas nu'urin. What does that mean? The chatas, that's what this pasuk here says. The cherpas nu'ura. This pasuk touches upon this theme of the sins a person does in his youth. Now what does it mean in youth? It means when you're katan, possibly, you're not responsible. Even though you're not responsible, but doesn't mean that there is tshuva for what you've done. There's a whole child, a child does an avera. So he's definitely not going to be punished for the aver, he's not responsible. But is he obligated to do tshuva for the chatoim that he has done in his youth? And what about between the age of 13 and 20? Also a person is not a bar oinshin in Minas Shemayim until from the age of 20 years old. And those are the years in a person's life where he can do averos different way. We all understand what this means. So it's he. I don't remember all the sources. I just remember when I was preparing it. Just came back to me this mimer he writes about is that most of the tshuva that a person does his entire adult life is for the chatoim that he has done in his youth, because those chatoim he has done in his youth, they're potent. They're potent, and they have an effect upon a person, his behavior, for the rest of his life. So you're always going back to those early years. If only when we're...
Maybe 40 also.
Okay, there are different levels. There are different levels of age, different age of maturity. There are different... A person does not have bina, Chazal say, until you're 40 years old. When you're 40, you have a different appreciation of life. So you could argue I'm not responsible for everything until that point in time. But as the people get older, there's more and more of a focus of correcting things they've done in their younger years. And that theme is brought out very clearly here in this pasuk, ki nososi, I carry upon myself the cherpas, the shame, not of what I'm doing now, but ni'uroi of my youth. So Ephraim, if you look like the Mitzudos Tava that says we're describing over here, Ephraim, when Ephraim is going to tshuv b'achas hayamim, the tshuv he's going to do is not going to be just for the years, the last few years, the last days, the chatam he's doing. It's going to force Ephraim to reflect upon the chatam that had been taking place way, way back from time immemorial. Okay, let's see if we hear the Mitzudos Tava on this pasuk. Pasuk Yud Ches.
It's more than that. The Urim also means during the youth you're doing everything compulsively,
right.
So it's more chatas nu'urim, even later.
It's much.
It's talking about a certain type of
sin, which is
even in the older age.
You can't break away from it.
As Nurim. It's
part of your nature. It's very hard to break out of that nature that you have developed from your youth. Okay, let's see the Mitzudot Stavu Pasuk Yudches Ki Achrei Shuvi Achrei Sheshavti Midarchi Chodoyim Ani Toyer Meschoret Al HaAvoynos SheAsisi. In order to have Charata for the sins, you have to first break away from the sin. You cannot come to a state of Charata, remorse, when you're still doing the sin. You have to distance yourself from the sin for a period of time, and only then, when you are away, can you come to a charata? V'acharei, and after he vadi, after it's been known to me, achrei shehisboinanti. Now, here's a very important word. The word hivadi means the das, understanding, and he is telling us the word das here in this pasuk is synonymous with bina, understanding. After I came to an understanding that I have not done good, so I hit my hand upon my thigh, as the nature of a person who has remorse. I carry upon myself the sins of my youth. Now, when I sin now, in my old age, I am reminded, the shame of the sins shasisi me'oz I've done way back. Kichin aderech, so is the way. Kishyasmin hodam luleches b'derech resha, when a person continuously goes in a way of evil. Kishadam roye'ehu oiver avera, when a person observes him doing avera. Yoimar elav, they say about him, hinezer rosha minu urasai, this is nothing new. This is the way he has been behaving his entire life. Okay, that's very common. When you give Musar, you say, this is the person's nature. Let's see, Rashi, Pasik Yud Ches, Nichanti, Ani Mischaret Al Toy Evosai. I have regret for my abominations. Ho Hivodi, Shehispoinanti Beatzmi, Shemoalti, that I have transgressed. I have committed a crime. Same thing, Rashi says the same thing, that the word hivadi is synonymous with the word bina. I've come to that realization. Cherpas nu'rai, sheyecholim oivi l'chofeni al chatas, or chat, I'm sorry, what do you have? What word do you have there?
Chatas nu'rai.
Chatas, you have the word chatas? Okay, I have a mistake here. Chatas nu'rai, that my enemies put me to shame for the sins that I have committed in my youth. You don't have to look very far today in the news to understand what this means. Okay, let's see the Radak. Pasuk Yudches ki achrei shuvi nichanti achrei in the Radak achrei sheshavti elecha nichanti memaaseh haroim ki bal teshuva. So here we're coming to some interesting idea. Ein teshuva so shleima im lo ye toye v'nicham al harishonos. Just because the person stops doing the averos, until now he's eaten non-kosher his entire life, until now he was married to a woman that he was not allowed to marry, and he separates from the food from this woman. So I'm a tzaddik. For the last 20 years, I've only eaten kosher. That is not enough. We learn from this pasuk there has to be remorse. It's not enough just to distance yourself from sin. V'chein ho'emer, this is the pasuk in the Haftarah of Shabbos Shuvah. Yoyal, as I mentioned, there are three parts, there are three different Haftarahs, two different sections. And the only section that makes... What? You only said two. We're upstairs? Yeah. That's what the real paskin? Obviously. Interesting. Okay, interesting.
That means what Larry paskin.
Well, yeah.
And you lay from a chumash also, right?
Yeah.
That's also a chiddush because you have already a chumash. So then, okay, enachanami. Rav Moshe says you're only supposed to lay two, and the double meravava says depends on the parashas. Yeah. Vayelich or hazinu. Okay. So the chayin who aimer. So the part of Yoyel is the only part of those three sections that make mention of this concept of charata. The chayin who aimer. Mi yoideya yoshuv, who knows how to return v'ni chom, and to regret what he has done in the past. This is a critical element of teshuvah, charata, and this is discussed in great detail by the Sha'arei Teshuvah and other Sifrei Musar. V'acharei hivadi sopakti al yireich, after I have become aware I have hispinanti. I have become aware of my sins. I did something in public. I expressed myself publicly by banging my hands on my thigh. Achrei shenoidati b'atzmi v'chashavti me'asim ro'im shasisi v'yikarti ki ro'os gedolos osisi. I've done very great things. Sopakti al yorech. I have banged my hand upon my thigh. Ki mitzta'er u'mitzabel. Like a person that's tzar and is mitzabel. U'boishti b'atzmi. And I'm put to shame l'ma'asim shasisi the sins I have done. Now what is very interesting is we don't do exactly this, but we do something very close to this, and we bang on our heart. So maybe banging on the heart really is an extension. I don't know where it comes from. I think it says in the we learned in the Mate Ephraim. We learned the Mate Ephraim, or maybe the reason why you bang on your heart is because you say, "You, my heart, you are guilty. You are the cause of the sin. You, the one who caused me to do the Avera." Now, is that idea different than this idea? I don't know. Maybe the two go together. It's even though it's you're doing something public, you're doing a Maisa that expresses your frustration, and maybe to some degree we bang, we clap al chait, we do it every single day. Slachon v'nikichotanu, we're also fulfilling partially sofakti al yorech. It's not the thigh, but at least it's an external expression. Next, words that are dark v'gam nichlamti hachalima yoiser meha busha. Klima is a greater degree of busha. It says boshu v'gam nichlamu. In Yeshai also, it's a greater degree. Connects ki nasasi cherpas nurai ki shezacharti ki ma shenasasi v'savalti. This that I have carried cherpas nurai hi kolaymar mehamasim harim shosisi b'mehanurim shahayuli lecherpa ulekelas. That it's due to the sins that I've done in my youth. Were for me a different forms of shame. Ulekeles also means shame. Uperish nuroi biyam hakadmainim in the earlier years. Vinikru hayamim hakadmainim in the urim bederech hasheela. It's a borrowed expression. Kimosh yimei hanurim koidim limei habachrus vimei hazikunim. Just like yimei nairus means a person's the early years of a person's life. Vchein chesed nuraich. The chesed, the kindness of the earlier years. Chesed nuraich. Okay, that means the earlier years. Okay, so this is the basic. Okay, all of these yesoidos. The Yisoidos, just to review, the Yisoidos are, they have many, we'll just review very quickly. The Yisoidos we learned is, first comes Aziva Sachet, and then comes Charot. Nichanti here is really a synonym for the word Charota. You can't come to Charota unless, you don't have to come to Charota before you abandon the Chet. It doesn't work like that. You can't go appreciate why it's forbidden to be with a woman that you're not allowed to live with. You don't have to appreciate that. Well, the first step is separate. Distance yourself, and later you'll come to an appreciation of why it is wrong. That's yisod number one. Yisod number two is there has to be charata. Just because a person does distance himself from chait, that is not enough. You can't say I'm a tzaddik. I didn't do an aver for 20 years. What I did when I was younger, it was a different time. You have to come to an appreciation. It's very hard. It's a problem. You got to work on it. You have to work on you have to work on understanding why that was wrong. It's obviously a very big problem. Many people, they go their entire life, but they put up safeguards. They live in a ghetto, which is very good, and they have no nisyonos. They put themselves in a situation where there are no nisyonos, which is wonderful. I'm not saying, but you just forget about the past. The past was the past. Do I have charata? It's hard for me to bring myself to a hergish, a feeling, an emotional state where I really have charata what I did in the earlier part of my life.
Is that a one-time thing? If you have that charata, that's it? You're okay?
I don't know. I think it's a continuous, different levels of charata. It's very hard, obviously. People, Baruch Hashem, we live in a very strong community, and people, you're able to set up safeguards, and you don't have these nisyonos, And when you look back on your earlier part of your life, when you did things that maybe were not proper, do I really have charata? Oh, it's a different kufa. Not, you're responsible. You're responsible to have charata for any significant sin that was done in your youth. And the next concept we little here, so pakti al. What? Okay, it's not your fault. So then, you know, if a person is not responsible, then obviously the degree of charata is not the same as the degree when a person who knows better and did an avera. Okay, when people are young, you know, the nisyonos are very, very hard. Okay, the next concept is safakti al yareich, which means public display of tshuva. A public display of tshuva. We do that slachlanu. And the machlokes, if a person, the different situation, a person sinned publicly, the only way tshuva can be done 100% is if he confesses publicly. If he did a sin privately, then this does not apply. And the last theme is this concept, we've got nechlamti, different degrees of shame, and this idea is the chatas nu'urim. All the chatoim in the adult life, all can be traced back to this concept called the chatas nu'urim. In Chazal, in the Chassidish Svarim, the word chatas nu'urim was only refers to one sin. It refers to hirhurim, refers to being moitzi zera levatola. It's always a code word. The chatas nu'urim refers to a specific type of sin, but that's obviously not the way it's being used here in this pasuk. It's being used in reference to all different types of sins. Okay, now we come to one of the most famous pasukim in the entire Sefer Yirmiyah. Havein yakir li Ephraim. Now, most of us translate this pasuk as a matter of fact that Ephraim is Havein Yakir Li Ephraim. Now, the problem with that cannot be the translation, because then there would be no need for a hey. It should say Bein Yakir Li Ephraim. The Ha Bein is a question. Now. Im is also im. Im yele. Okay, so let's see. So the real perish, and I don't know what this pasuk really means. I apologize to you. I struggle to try to find a good understanding of this pasuk, but let's just see what we have in front of us. It's a rhetorical question. That's seemingly what it is. Is Ephraim, is he not? You have to add, this is really the way we translate. Is Ephraim not my precious son? Havein, now it does not say the word not. That's the problem.
Right. Isn't Ephraim my
so it's assumed that he is. It's a rhetorical question, which means that of course he is. Havein Yakir Li Ephraim. Is Ephraim Klali Yisrael or the Aseres HaShvatim? Are they not my precious child? Im Yeled Shashuim. Are they not a child that a father takes delight in? The word shashu means to play with. Im kimi de darivo. Every time I speak about Ephraim, zochar eskerenu od. I continuously remember him. In other words, the reason why for the we have the repetition is that normally in life, when you think about something, the thought is for a moment. You're middle of doing something, middle of Shemon Esrei, and right away a thought comes into him, oh, I have a doctor's appointment today. Okay. Next bracha. Next bracha. You have to Lam al Shinim. Oh, what's for dinner tonight? Next bracha. Next machshava. The way, it's how long does a thought last in the person's mind? For a moment. I got an appointment. I have to make a decision today. I have to, what am I going to have for lunch? What's going to be for dinner? What do I have to do? I have to catch the bus, catch the train. The thoughts are momentary because they're not precious. But when you have something pleasant to think about, the thought lingers the entire Shemona Esrei. It goes all 18 brachas. There's a meter, 1 to 18 or 1 to 19. How long does the thought last in your Shemona Esrei? So something which is chaviv lingers on. So that's what Hashem says, zochor eskeren. That's how the mitzvah is explained in the pasuk. It's not a thought for a fleeting moment. The thought lingers because he's precious. Alkein, therefore, hamu. It yearns, it churns. It's turning upside down like a chalant. May I, my stomach, lo, my innards, lo, for this child Ephraim, and rachem rachamenu, I will show him a double degree of compassion, nu'um Hashem. Now the problem with this translation is, is it does not say imlo. It should say haven yaker li. It should say, let's, how it should say, well, the second part it would say imlo yeled shashuim. If the pasuk was really a rhetorical question, the word lo should appear. Is he not a yeled that is shashuim? And it should say im lo haven yaker li Ephraim.
Or you could say this haven yaker li Ephraim. This Ephraim is beloved to me. Why im if yelet hashuim? If he is that same Ephraim,
that's a drush. That's a different. That's okay.
Ephraim that is the child that I.
Okay, that's a shot. Okay, I didn't see that shot. It's a different type of shot. You're very good. You're saying very good, but it's a different type of different mahalach. But
it appears that
some of the commentators say
the Ephraim that I used to play with. That's who it is.
Well, that's what it's. That's how we like to translate it.
You talk about him, Zohar. I remember that child, and therefore I yearn for him, and I will have rachmanis for him. If this is the same Ephraim, fine. I warn him. He's.
That goes
with what he said before. Well, this is the child I've got. I've seen what I did wrong. I've gotten my punishment, and now he's answering. If you have now, you're the Ephraim that I played with. No, I want him back.
Okay, you're saying very good, but I just want to point out before we read what's inside the text and the Mefarshim, I just want to point out the problems. The problem here is. It's a question. The word im, Rashi is going to apologize what the word im means, because Rashi obviously is dealing with the problem. What is the word im? Im can be translated in many different ways. Like you just said, im means is. It's a question. It's called teluyim. It's a question. There's a condition. There are conditions. It could be if. If this is so, then yes. If this is not so, then it's not going to be true. So if this was purely a rhetorical question, it should have said, im lo yelet shashuim, the word lo should be added into this pasuk. Is he not a delightful child? Im lo, is it not so, haben yaker li Ephraim? But it does not say im lo. Oh, that's Rashi. I'm going to come to that.
You're talking about the one. I know.
We're going to come to Rashi. I just want to point out why Rashi is coming to apologize. Rashi is saying that's not what it means in this context, because obviously there is a problem. And this problem is compounded by the fact that we read this pasuk in the Amidah of Rosh Hashanah. We read it totally out of context. It's one of the 10 psukim of the and everything pretty much in the Shemoneh Esrei is very positive. It's always very positive. So we're brainwashed and thinking that this pasuk is a positive statement 100%. But when you dig deeper down in the surface, this pasuk is not necessarily a very positive pasuk. And some of the commentators seem to say is that Kodesh Baruch Hu is complaining over here. Like you said, it's sarcastic. Is Ephraim really a Ben Yakir? He's Molei Chet. Molei Avodah Zarah. The Aseres HaShvatim broke away from Klal Yisrael. They didn't go up to Oilu L'Regel. They established for themselves an Egel. Mamash, an Egel Hazav. In Basel and Don. They did the worst averus possible. They were exiled, according to one interpretation. They're never going to return again. Haben Yakir li Ephraim? Is Ephraim really a Ben Yakir? It's nothing. Could be nothing further than the truth. Im yelet shashuim. It's here, a delightful child. He is the child that I'm trying to completely make believe I never had. You know what I'm talking about? I'm trying to. That's not the way.
If it were a negative interpretation, I don't think we'd be singing songs with
this part. Well, obviously, look, there's the famous pasuk of Ish El Re'eyu Yomer Chazak.
Ish El Re'eyu Yomer
Ish El Re'eyu Yaz. Say the words.
Okay.
So you know what the pasuk on that pasuk is? Is that when the Klal Yisrael they made Avodah Zarah, they brought the best material, the best metals, the best wood, they hired the best craftsmen, and as they made the Avodah Zarah, they were mechazek one another bang well, make sure it's perfect. The Pshuta Shel Mikra, which everyone thinks with such a hislavos, is a pasuk with the Pshuta Shel Mikra, according to the Mitzudos, and I think most of the commentators, is describing how Klal Yisrael, they worshipped and they fashioned idols with a lishma. Is that something we should be singing with such a hislavos? I don't think so. So why is it that, why did that song catch on? Either it's due to incredible ignorance, which is very possible, or there is, maybe you dig down in the surface, there is one commentator that says it refers to serving Hashem. It doesn't refer to fasting of the Zohar, but that's a das yoch, that's like one that's a needle in a haystack, to say that's pshat in the pasuk. So, just because there's a song, Ben Yaakov Le'Ephraim, which is a very beautiful song, obviously, it's not necessarily working with there are major problems in the translation of this pasuk. So again, according to the Pshut Shel Mikra, Hashem is complaining, Ben Yaakov Le'Ephraim, is Ephraim really a child that's Yakir, that's precious to me? After everything he has done, im yelet shashuin, is he really a yel that ki midei dabri bo zocher eskerenu od, that every time I should think about him, I should dwell and think about him? Ich! Every time I think about him, I have agmas nefesh. I don't want to know from him. But yet, here's the positive part, yet, Homu Me'ailoi, he is my son. He is my son, and despite all of the sins, all is forgiven, my innards, they churn for him, and Rachem Arachamenu. Now, when you learn this pshat that I just told you, Adarabah, it makes it much more meaningful, in Rosh Hashanah, that despite all of our short givings, despite all of our chesronos, Hashem will still have. We can't come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah and say, oh, we're the Ben Yakir, we're wonderful people, we're mole full of mitzvahs kerimoin. That's not a derech in tshuva. The Aseres Yimei Tshuva is to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be makir, that we humble ourselves, that we're not deserving. And Adarabah, and yet to say, even though we're not deserving, Hashem, Noach. Look, it fits very much, it's very good with the Pesukim of Noach. V'gametz Noach ba'ahava zacharta, v'atifkedeyu b'dvar yeshu v'racham. And who was the generation of Noach? The wicked of the wicked. Hashem destroyed the world. But yet, v'gametz Noach ba'ahava zacharta. There is still a degree, despite the churban of the world, Hashem still found racham and found a redeeming quality to save the world. To save the world. So this really is one of the ikarim, is that Hashem is saying, really, you deserve nothing. Halen Yakeli Ephraim, come on, who are we fooling over here? Go learn Sefer Melachim. Okay, go learn Sefer Melachim. No one's going to walk away from Sefer Melachim and say, Ephraim is Haben, is the Ben Yakir. No one's going to walk away saying and say that Ephraim is the Yelet Shashum, Ki Midei Daribo Zachar Es Kerenor. Just read the Psukim. It's only because of such extreme ignorance that we don't want to read the Psukim. We don't study Tanakh. So, everything is sugar-coated. Everything is sugar-coated, everything is wonderful, everything is blissful. But that's not the reality. HaBen Yaakov Le'Ephraim, Im Yelet Shashum, that Ki Midei Daribo. But yet Hashem says, Ki Midei Daribo Zachar Es Kerenu Od. I don't think so. Yet, Al-Kain doesn't fit so well. Al-Kain doesn't fit, but Al-Kain nevertheless, Hamu Me'ailoi Rachim Rachamenu Hashem. No matter how you slice it, the pasuk doesn't fit well, because again, like I said, it's im should be im lo. Okay, let's just read the mitzvah and we'll stop with the mitzvah.
No question mark
Well, that's the beauty of Tanakh, because it leaves itself open to interpretation. The truth is, there are many dimensions to interpretation, and they're all emes. It's by design. This is by design, that there are no periods, and there are no commas, and there are no And we have the trap, the Tameh HaMikra does to some degree break up words, but the beauty is that because there's it's all subject to interpretation, and all of the various interpretations are MS. Let's just read the Mitzvahs very quickly and we'll stop, we'll pick up with the other portion tomorrow. Pasuk Yutes HaVen Yaker Li. Now, Zen, you have to read each of the commentaries, have to be read very slowly because everyone is trying to say a different idea and it's not always clear what they mean to say. Zehu Maimer HaMakom. First of all, you have to remember, Mi Omer El Mi, the one that is speaking here is Hashem. Hashem is responding, is continuing to acknowledge, Ephraim is misnoidim. I'm sorry, the end of the previous Pasuk was Klal Yisrael speaking. Klal Yisrael spoke. Klal Yisrael said, "Achrei Yeshuvi Nichamti." The entire pasuk Yudches. Who spoke? Klal Yisrael was spoke. Who spoke in pasuk Yitzayin? The second in pasuk Yitzayin, it was Klal Yisrael who spoke. Now pasuk Yudches, Hashem speaks. Zehu Maimer Hamakom Shomar V'chi Ephraim Huli Leven Yakir. Now what does he mean? Is Ephraim my precious child? V'chi Huli LeYeled Nechmad. Is he really a yeled nechmad she'oviv mishashaya imo, whose father plays with him? Asher mosai, so that such a delicious child said, Asher mosai shani medaber bo, when I speak about him, loy efsoik miyad, I will not stop. It will not be a fleeting moment. If I mention his name, I'm not going to stop with his name. I'm going to continue to think about him and to discuss him. Ki im eskerenu odlus man raf. Once I mention his name, I'm going to think about him for a prolonged period of time. As is the custom of a father who has a precious son who continues to talk about him for a long time. Ki yisaneg v'zichron shemo. Alkei. Now come the hard words. Alkei hoyel va'ani zoicher boy zman meruba. Since I remember him for a prolonged period of time, lochein hamu me'ai loy, my innards churned for him, ve'arachim olav. I read this list 20 times, and I still don't understand exactly what the Mitzudos is trying to say. Is he trying to say, the Alkain throws you off? He seemingly starts off to be saying that he's no good. Right? And then he says, Al Cain, because I think about him, but it says I don't think about him.
No, what he's saying is, you just mentioned him.
Yeah.
You mentioned him, now I'm your...
But look what it says, Al Cain. Look at the words which throw me off in the Mitzudo Sabbat. Hoyl sense, va'ani zoicher bo zman meruba. It is true that I think about him for a prolonged period of time. But the beginning of the Pasuk, the way he began was a question. At least they put it in my edition, they put a question mark here.
I think it's like a paradox. He's saying, maybe he's not a good guy, but for some reason I keep thinking about it.
But what's the Al-Kain? First Hashem says he's not a good guy, that I don't really think about him. But then it says, Al-Kain, I do think about him.
No, like a person, every time he remembers someone, a bad person.
Yeah.
Oh, what a girl. I'm so angry. I love him anyway.
No, it's
it. Like Donald Trump.
Like he remembers the good old days. I'm so
angry at him, but what could I do?
But the word Al-Kain is a continuation of the beginning of the Pasuk. And in the beginning of the Pasuk, according to the simple reading of the Mitzudos, is a question that is not true. It's a statement which does not... I don't think about Ephraim. Therefore, Al-Kain, therefore...
No, here he's saying since. Hoyle. Hoyle means since.
Since.
And what's the next words?
Since I remember...
Va'ani zoicher bo. Read the next words. Zman meruba.
But it's the linkage to the ending of the previous...
But the previous part of the Mitzvah started saying, I don't think about him for a long period of time.
I'm trying to not think about him, but I can't help but I think of him.
Yeah, but the Al-Kain still doesn't make sense.
No, right.
The Al-Kain seemed to be
the high
denied. I told you, I read this at least 20 times. I don't... there's something here that's missing. I don't know. All right, we'll leave Rashi. Rashi is a little different. Radak is a little different. It's a very important pasuk to get down to the depth because it's such a popular pasuk. All right. Stop it. Oh, Gemara Chassidut, Episcopal Torah. Good to you.